Hi, everybody. Welcome to Who Cares About the Rock Hall, a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm your host, Joe Quazala. I know too much about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Second episode back.
We're back, baby.
Same premise as last week. Kristen Stutter, the voice of the people, the skeptic of the people.
I'm not skeptical of the people. I am skeptical of the hall people. I take them as they are.
Here we are, Kristen.
Face value.
First time in a while. We've done two in a row. It does seem like the promise of being back is sticking for now. I'm not,
how are you feeling, Joe?
Being overcome with anxiety about the idea of doing this show. No, it's all good. These are fun episodes.
They are. As
I said last week. Let's bring in our guests returning from, you know, this is an annual tradition at this point. From the podcast Football Friends Who Are Gambling, Colin Crawford and Joe McAdam. Hey, boys.
Hey, it's still rock and roll to me.
Hey, yeah, that's true for me too. I'm Joe. And that's whatever Colin said is also applies to me 100%.
That's cool.
Excellent. Now who did that? Was the Beatles? Who did that song? It's still rock and roll to me?
Yeah, that was probably the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are going to be great at this game.
How did we do last time?
I feel like I ate shit last time.
No, I think you guys did. I mean,
I don't know. I don't remember almost anything that ever happens on the show.
That's true. It's evidence of a larger brain problem with Kristen that she's not really able to retain any info.
I bet I won.
I'll bet you did.
The show is a study more of that than the Rock and Roll or the Hall or anything.
It's been a long experiment. Controlled
experiment.
Are we
in like 1999 now?
So that is a great question. Why don't we set up what's going on here?
Yeah.
We are playing a version of Name That Tune to commemorate this year's newly eligible class of artists. You become eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 25 years after your first released recording. Could be an album, could be an EP, a single, an appearance on a compilation. I think the only thing that doesn't count is like demos or soundtracks, features, that kind of thing. And so we are at 99 because it's 2024. When initially, Colin, you were excited to be on this episode, I think you had heard the 95 one. I feel like music changes a lot.
Yes, I was going to say, like, we're getting the out of me watching MTV for 13 hours a day period of my life.
We are kind of leaving rock and roll to some degree. A lot is changing. But, you know, the other thing is artists that debuted in 1999 might not even necessarily have been doing their most popular work in 99. It might be like they had some shit nobody was listening to, and they're, you consider them more of like a 2000s, maybe even 2010s group. So I will be playing songs from their kind of like peak period.
So that's like Korn, but that's like 1993.
They were
Korn has been eligible.
They've been done. They should get in.
Come back and do the Korn episode.
Pioneered a whole new genre of music. Didn't have to be good.
Doesn't matter if you like it or not.
I would say of that genre, of like, we would call that new metal, right? Korn is going to be towards the top.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Who's above Korn from new metal, maybe besides Head?
Head.
And Jonathan.
And of course, little the amazing Jonathan.
And Mike Huckabee sometimes.
did they go on Huckabee Tonight or whatever his show was?
One of the guys went on and played with
Hold
Huckabee.
The phone. What?
Kristen was looking at her phone. She was holding her phone for a
second. Put down the phone.
Was putting it on Do Not Disturb.
One of the seven-stringed guitar players from Korn went hard Christian and left the band, I believe. And then he wanted to kind of like get in on the racket of Christian media racket. And so he played with Mike Huckabee on the Huckabee Tonight.
Huckabee program.
What? Yeah, whatever that's called.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing.
I wish I
could. He went from Korn to Corny.
Hey.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Also, like, I don't know. What are our expectations of, like, the second guitar player from Korn? Like, it's not really that much of a letdown.
We made them rock stars. It was us that did it.
It's on us.
It is our generation then.
Yeah.
I'm going to be playing. I have a list of names from like absolutely no way going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, impossible, to has a shot, whether it be this year or someday. and I have attempted to list them in order from least likely to most likely. It's incremental. It's meaningless.
You already played a whole game without us in the room.
Oh, yeah, that is absolutely right. Being like, okay, so this band were around for a long time, but nobody knows who they are. But this other group had a few hits, but they're a joke. It really is meaningless, but I did put the work into like ranking them based on some degree of criteria. I will be playing the songs that I think are the most recognizable. If there's bullshit at the beginning of a song, I have decided to keep it in.
The bullshit stays.
Just because, you know, being able to recognize the bullshit. I mean, there was, I think, maybe 2 years ago where, like, we were getting a bunch of artists that were influenced by Beck. You would get a lot of, like,
needle on the record.
Scratchy pops and whatever.
Yeah. Like. The primitive radio gods, eels bullshit of, like... You're starting up the phonograph.
So that means like open the piano. In the world where you bought the album, like the wax album, you are hearing that, and then you're hearing it again.
Yes,
when it starts.
Yes. You do that, and then you hear them do that, and then maybe the song will start. So we are doing 99, but again, don't limit yourself. You might hear a song from another era. Also, Kristen, I apologize if I picked the most recognizable song and not the song that was important to your improv group in 2005.
We'll find out.
And I guess before we get going, are there any questions? Does anyone object to this?
I say no, we shouldn't do it.
Thank you for having me.
I think I was pretty thorough.
Look, I know this game. Are we still yelling Goingo?
Oh, yeah. Goingo? Yes, that's a great... Bing bong.
I would say
we just yell.
I like Goingo. But yeah, you can kind of yell whatever you
whatever
want.
Whatever our chime is, get them.
I'm not going to be a jerk about it.
I want to do
buh.
Yeah. It's the fastest syllable.
Sure. Buh. And then if you want to make sure I hear you and you want to repeat, go buh 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 buh.
Bad.
All right.
Oh man, there's a lot of bubba buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole playlist waiting to be. I was like, what's the word?
Curated.
But I wanted a B word.
Oh, waiting to.
I wanted to
compiled.
To be
like you're in the crypts.
Brought together. All right. Shall we begin? With
begin.
It's always fun to try and pick who I think is dead last.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go.
Set me free. I can take it no more.
The chorus is maybe gonna help me out.
Yeah,
one.
I mean, since you ran away, I can feel what this band looks like. Don't know what I'm
living for. Entirely possible. I've never heard this song. Here I am, so but
what
is
do you
it
got?
Savage Garden?
It is not Savage Garden.
I'm going to take a swing at
Goingo.
There's
way more popular than Savage Garden.
This is truly just
go for
a
it.
Name I remember.
Go for
is it B.B. Mac?
It is B.B. Mac.
Holy shit.
My man. It is B.B. Mac. Cullen is on the board.
B.B. Mac.
We did start with a Bubba.
Wow. I would not have gotten
that. That's a great pull.
It is very possible that I would have known many words to that song and not known who that was.
B.B. Mac?
I don't even... Who...
So yeah, so that song's called
the
Back.
Only person who outranks BB King and the BB and scale.
There's one group, and it sounds like food a little bit.
Wow, BB Mac.
Wow.
Back Here is the name of that song. It is from 1999, and
done. BB
were
Mac.
They a boy band?
They were a boy band.
They were a
boy band.
Because that like guitar sound like you're hitting a guitar button.
Yeah.
No one's touching a guitar. There.
I maybe put this last. Especially because when I played it, my girlfriend Haley said, "Wait, this is a real band?"
Yeah.
Like she thought it was made up for like a movie or something.
That like AI had created it as a.
Where it's like that band Together.
Track.
Do you remember that from MTV?
Yeah,
Kevin Farley.
There was
yes.
a joke, but
yeah,
it wasn't that
but
funny.
But they kind of. But the song was good.
There were a few songs.
I remember Conan's fake boy band. You remember what it was called?
Dudes of Plenty.
Dudes of Plenty. Yes.
That was
I
it.
I do remember that.
Instead of high fiving, they rubbed each other's heads.
So we're starting with B.B. Mac.
I can't believe I remembered that.
That was a great pull off to a great start. Here's the next one.
Goingo.
What do you got, Colin?
Lifehouse.
It's not Lifehouse.
Okay, it's the other one then.
Oh.
Do you want more?
Yeah, play it just a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Okay, here we go.
Can I guess again?
No, you can't.
Oh, okay. You can tell me.
You can tell Kel. God, you can tell Joe.
I mean, like, Bing Bong.
What do you got, Kristen?
No, it's like Tal. Tal is like the first name.
I know who
Tal
you're
is the first
Tal?
Name. Yes,
Tal
is the first name, and I cannot think of the last name. It's like
Adega Nights.
Tal.
I know who Tal, you're
talking about. Tal space Adega Nights is very funny.
Tal. I don't know.
Tal Broccoli.
Maybe give me a half
you're
a point.
You're surprisingly close.
Like wait, syllable
what did you just say?
I mean, it won't be for a point, but if you want to try
Tal Bachman.
Tal Bachman.
Right, yeah, that's it.
Tal Bachman. It is Tal Bachman. That is She's So High.
Yeah.
I knew the first name was Tal. I was thinking
it's Nine Lives. There was also a band called that.
Nine Days.
That is.
This is the story of
all
the
those songs are the same
days?
Song in my brain.
Songs,
yeah. That band's
know
called
that
Nine
name
Days.
Of that band.
But Tal Bachman is the son of Randy Bachman from Bachman Turner
Overdrive.
Oh, my God.
And the Guess Who. He's like Canadian music royalty.
That's like a rock. Imagine your dad is telling you to turn down your music, and it's way less
like super soft.
Dad, I'm getting sensitive up here.
Tal I cannot
Bachman.
Believe that I remembered
that's
the first
crazy.
Name.
Did get Tal.
That's so weird. Maybe if it comes down to it, I do think I should receive a half a point if there is any tie. For getting Tal.
You made your case.
But yeah, that is the first single off of his self-titled Tal debut Bachman. Album. Another song that is actually from 1999.
So wait, what is Lifehouse? That's Hanging by a Moment?
Yeah,
a
I probably would have put them a little higher just because they were like, you know.
That
they,
was a hit.
That was like the number one song of that year.
Yeah.
Tal Bachman was just a one-hit wonder.
And then who is She Likes Me For Me?
I remember that one.
Those are all the same song in my brain.
Yeah, I'm gonna. She likes me for me.
It's
that's
like
the wieneriest.
And it
I've
sounds
ever
like a song that could be sung by
Blessed Union of Souls.
When,
yeah, of course.
And that song is actually called Hey Leonardo. And
Hey Leonardo.
Yes.
Hey, she likes me for
hey,
me, buddy.
Hit the road, Leonardo.
She likes me for me.
Why did you even remind me that that song exists?
Because that's the same song.
And it is a 99 song.
Oh, yeah. That's what I have
well,
a point to then.
Yeah. Blessed Union of Souls
yeah,
didn't
Blessed hit. Union.
Can I get a half a point for saying broccoli? Since we're giving around.
Tal broccoli.
We're just throwing around.
Tal broccoli.
All right.
Towel broccoli.
Towelled broccoli?
Tal
a broccoli that's
boy.
Been toweled
towel
down?
I love that broccoli. All right.
All right. You guys ready? Let's keep this moving.
Let the bodies hit.
Yeah. Yep. Drowning pool.
It is drowning pool. Cullen got in there as soon as.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You let those bodies hit the floor, Cullen.
No.
Good intro, good opening to a song.
How, you know what a good sample would be like? As a, I mean, probably it's old slang now, but like I'm gonna say, like 7 years ago, a hip hop song that was like "Let those thotties hit the floor" would have been really good.
Yeah. You know what?
You know what? Let's invent a
you
time.
You could even
do
let the bodies hit the floor, and you're just talking about filling that dance floor. Mm-hmm. You know, you could put a nice
put
bass
a
underneath that. And.
But that is from 2001.
And it's got a whisper.
It's that's called Bodies. It was nice of them to just kind of let you know what it is up top.
And that's Drowning Pool?
Okay. Drowning Pool.
Okay.
Their 1999 release was a self-titled EP.
Can you imagine a pool just for drowning?
I mean, it's pretty twisted.
Yes.
I don't like it.
I'm doing it right now.
I'm scared.
Oh, God. Oh.
Stop. No.
All right. Here's the next one. And now we're, I will. I should I even give? It's not exactly
no.
a hint. All right, I won't say anything
no,
then.
I guess not.
Yo.
Oh.
What do you got?
Clips.
That is Clips.
Yeah.
Very well done. My hint was going to be like, because the very beginning
song
is like
the
it's Pharrell, and like
yeah.
obviously if it was Pharrell,
yeah.
he would not be at the bottom
yeah.
of this list.
Yeah.
But
Clips.
God,
damn
that
it.
Clips
I,
album is so fucking good.
Yeah, they didn't do it. They like kind of fell off the radar, but you know, they were good. That's kind of why I'm putting them above Drowning Pool.
Yeah, gotta.
But, you know, they just kind of disappeared. But had, you know, great
but
producer.
But Pusha T's still kicking it.
Yeah,
he's
I know.
Pusha T's still in the mix.
In the mix very much so.
Absolutely.
Also, don't tell Ross that Clips isn't in the mix anymore. He will take offense.
And that was Grindin' from 2002. But
Grindin'.
Their 1999 release was a single, The Funeral.
Hmm.
All right. It's... Sometimes when I have to list these bands, it just feels insulting to the band.
I know that whoever is up next, Eclipse is better than.
Yes, it is. But it's just like the calculus is like, this is a band that this band exists for a long time, whereas Eclipse was just like a brief moment in time and didn't
hanging by a moment here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like the Traveling Wilburys aren't going to make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They probably did.
I mean, individually, but like,
that can't be the thing.
No,
that gets
of course
them in.
Not.
Yeah.
All right. This is here we go.
Start well.
Oh, what do you got?
Go Bordello.
Yep. Oh, I'm so mad that you got there.
That is insulting to Clips a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
A novelty gypsy punk band.
But it sounds like Gogol Bordello has like been around for a long time, and they're still around. And,
that song's fun. That's a really fun song.
It is.
wouldn't have gotten.
You're on notice, Clips. Get on Gogol Bordello's level.
It's funny to try and say that name without sounding like a baby.
Gogol Bordello.
Gogol Bordello.
But that song
is Start Wearing Purple. And it's about like Ukrainian refugees or something.
I mean, I'm not interested in knowing.
Hey, keep politics out of my Gogol Bordello, please.
That was on their 1999 debut album, Voila Intruder. Although, what we just heard was the much more popular re-recorded version, which was released as a single.
Voila Intruder is kind of opposite Octoon Baby.
Reverse Octoon Baby.
Well, voila doesn't mean goodbye.
No, but Octoon.
But it is like a
presentation.
Like
voila is like a nice word, and Octoon is like a harsh word, and then intruder is
the opposite of a baby.
Yeah,
babies can't intrude.
Right, you know. Well, they kind of they're leaving the world.
I don't need to explain myself to you. It's reverse Octoon Baby.
All right.
Fair enough. Gogol Bordello, and now to stick it to Gogol Bordello with the next one. What do you guys call it? It is Cisco.
He just went,
you can say whatever you want.
That
is Cisco. I want to say a year or two ago we had Drew Hill, but is Cisco going solo? Again, another one from 99, Thong Song off Unleash the Dragon.
That string quartet Thong Song is really good. It makes me
sad.
The
Thong Song is a fun song.
It's one of the catchiest songs
that's
ever been written.
It sounds like he wasted it on a novelty song.
Yeah, right.
He wasted it on Who Wears Short Shorts.
I think that was one of, if not the first song I downloaded.
Wow.
Like on Napster.
Yeah, that's
a fun,
Napster
like,
hit.
Yeah, what's the first downloaded
YMCA
song?
YMCA in Japanese.
Wow.
Oh, man, this is going to blow my mind. I'm going to learn four letters. all right, here is the next one.
Buh?
What do you got, Joe?
Godspeed You Black Emperor?
It is not Godspeed You Black Emperor. Do you guys want to hear more?
Yes, please.
All right.
Ah. It really was that one. Now I know it.
Now you know.
God damn it.
I have two guesses. I'm going to go.
All right, what do you got, Colin?
Explosions in the Sky.
It is Explosions in the Sky.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I watched too much Friday Night Lights.
I know.
I know. I know.
Because I was like, it's either that. I don't watch Saturday Night Lights. But,
Saturday Night Lights?
It's Saturday Night. I was like, it's either that or And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead.
Yeah.
Which was last week.
Yeah. Okay.
Which we did last week.
You did last week?
I hate to have cheated on you guys, but the Hall did 2 years of eligibility as like a COVID catch-up last year, and we did not know that. Mm-hmm. So we had to catch up and do 1998 last week.
Yep.
And that band did show up. But that's Explosions in the Sky. The song is Your Hand in Mine from 2003. You might recognize it from the Friday Night Lights movie soundtrack, but it's also
featuring football,
featuring
Buddy
Jim,
Garrity,
Tim Riggins,
Tammy Taylor,
Matt Saracen,
trucks.
We've
been doing literally for 12 years,
15 years. We've known each other, that song especially, but that band was then the basis for the theme and the score of the show Friday Night Lights, which they didn't do. They turned down the theme, and then someone just made a Explosion in the Sky sounding song, and that guy's name is W.G. Snuffy Walden.
Yeah, W.G. Snuffy Walden.
Oh, his name shows up in the credits.
You
like
see it every
shows.
Episode. It's just like W.G. Snuffy Walden.
It's always
it's
a good
such
laugh.
A good.
Yeah.
Snuffy Walden was taken. Yeah. In the guild.
But they, yeah, they were, they eventually did get to do some scoring of that show, and their first release was a 1999 compilation that they're on called Refurbished Robots. Mm. All right, next up.
Mm-mm. Not for me.
I know this.
Yes.
So many people have played this on guitar in front of me.
Do check it out.
Goingo?
What do you got, Colin?
Is it Dragon Force?
It is not Dragon Force.
Fucking, what is this band called? I know this.
I mean, it's more popular than Explosions in the Sky, I guess, I have to believe. I don't know this song at all.
There's like three things it could be, but I don't know.
Okay.
What.
Do you feel like you want to hear more?
Maybe a little more.
Okay.
Is this like another one of, like another band that does like instrumental?
What do you got?
I'm just gonna say Ghost.
It is not Ghost.
They go by Ghost BC now because somebody else with the name Ghost
this
sued them.
It's just like the Trans-Siberian Rock Orchestra.
Here's the thing, it sounds so much like Trans-Siberian right? Orchestra, which is I think an insult to this band. A band that I don't know much about.
Wait.
Please tell me it's not System of Down.
Do you want to hear more?
Yeah. It's System of Down was last week.
Okay, thank God.
Because I'm just like, who is
I
a
know
hard
song.
Rock band that is respected enough to be like further down the list? That's what I'm trying to think of, and I'm going nowhere. I got
this
nothing.
Is the most popular song.
Yeah, this is the most popular song. I mean, everybody, you both know it.
I know this. I don't know how.
This is not Trans-Siberian. Oh.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah. It took the voice, but yes, I know it. I have too many super stony friends in college to not know this band.
Yeah.
I'm stopping it.
Okay.
Because I feel like if you don't know it by the voice.
And you shall know us by the voice
of the dead. It's I feel like it's a little misleading as a beginning to a song, but it is like as far as I could tell, their most popular song. You guys seem to know.
Coheed and Cambria?
It's Coheed and Cambria. Yes.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I never would have pulled that name, but yeah.
Yeah.
That song's called Welcome Home from 2005, but their 1999 release was their first EP.
This is where things start to turn for me, where like I stopped being like part of kind of like butt rock kind of took over in a way that I was not a part of. And this, as you can tell, this has not been a good round for me.
Yeah. I mean, Drowning Pools is butt rock. I don't know why I called them butt rock.
They're almost like a prog.
They're like kind of the pre-emo. They're like going to bring us
hard.
In, but they're very hard.
Yeah. It's like metal music about being sensitive about war. Kind of.
So first I was like, is this Mars Volta, which was right. Not at the drive-in?
They were more, yeah, that's like too rocky.
They'd be a little better than that, I think.
That's like had too much of a beat in coherence.
But their first EP was called Plan to Take Over the World. And they did.
They were huge for a little while.
I don't know, but
I feel like
huge,
they just have
they
a very passionate fan
yes,
base.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. They had a fan base that was like very into it. All right, next one. As I
was walking through Bing Bong.
I'm going to go to the Kristen.
Okay, thank you. Ted Leo.
It's Ted Leo in the pharmacist. Like, yeah.
Excellent.
Oh my God, I
give
need
me
to
the
get
Bing
one
Bong,
of them, please.
It was just so clearly you were making noise, and it was like, I'm going to count it. let Kristen get on the,
actually,
on the board.
I just need to be on the board.
I heard that Ted Leo song before.
Yeah, the song's called Me and Mia from 2004. His 1999 release was the EP Guitar for Jody. And so we're.
Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't there an album last year?
Songs
like,
for Albert? And we.
Guitar for Jody made songs for Albert.
We sure did have a laugh.
For Albert.
Songs for Albert. But yeah, we're starting to get into the part of the list where it's like people really like this artist. They maybe didn't break through, but they have some respect from people. And that's where Ted Leo falls.
Never really got Ted Leo to me.
Loved. love many of his songs. I don't unequivocally like, but I that album.
There's a stretch where I'm like, oh hell yes.
Yeah, there's
I like that
the,
song.
There's
quite a bit.
Two albums. Like Hearts of Oak is like to me an
yeah,
amazing
love
album.
It. Banger.
He went to my college, so he would come back and do shows, but I was deep into my like, there's no new music that's good. I only like Led Zeppelin. And so there are all these like really cool, like kind of intimate Ted Leo shows happening on campus, seemingly like once a year, and I just completely missed it.
Awesome. Bummer.
Like an absolute fool. All right, here's the next one. What do you got, Kristen?
The Hive.
Nope.
No.
Joe, what do you got? It is Hot Heat.
The chokehold. Oh, you're like, don't say it.
The chokehold that Hot Heat had on me with this album is very real in
and
the
yet,
aughts. And yet I said the hot. I got too scared. That's on
hot
me.
Hot Heat gave
if
you
I had had 1 second longer, but I saw the recognition
from Joe.
Do you
think you would know Hives versus Vines if you heard one of those songs?
Yes. Vinny Vidi Vici versus.
Sure. I mean, that's kind of the famous, like, broke around
the Vines?
Same time.
What? The Vines
were the Australian.
What did they do?
Yeah, I want to get free.
It's like a little boy
in the
front.
The Vines. It
looked like a little kid,
yeah,
right?
I don't
know that I would know the Vines, to be honest.
They huge rec watched the MTV Battle of the Bands, Hives versus the Vines.
At the VMAs,
I want to say it's 2002 or something like that. And the Hives were so insulted, they were put on a smaller side stage. They're like, that's us. We're the Hives. Everyone, please turn off your televisions. The show's over.
That's great.
And it was like, these guys rule.
They had a good sense of humor.
They have a good sense of humor.
Yeah. I got to get back into them.
Damn, Bandages. That song's Bandages. That whole album was very, I loved that
from
album.
2003.
Yeah.
But their 1999 release was a self-titled 4-song, 7-inch EP.
I feel like I saw them in concert
hot,
in
hot,
the aughts.
Hot.
I like loved
cruising
them.
Down Bobby. The freeway in the hot heat.
It's where they got their name.
By the rights.
All right, here's the next one.
This is just Guitar Center. I sailed the
wild, wild sea, climbed up the top. What the fuck is this guy's name?
What do you got, Joe?
Is this My Morning Jacket?
It's not My Morning Jacket. Do you guys want more? Or
yes.
Do you think
I
want to
hear a little
more.
No, more.
Goingo.
What do you
this
got?
This is a fucking guess.
Try.
Is this Devendra Bernhardt?
It's not Devendra Bernhardt.
No, more. Going late about my feet, but my time here is brief. So you'll have to pick just three. And I said, what do you do with the pieces of a broken heart?
This sounds like My Morning Jacket.
The chord progression is exactly the same as in My Morning Jacket song.
Oh.
It probably came later, though.
I don't know it. I'm like...
You're calling it? More of the song is not going to help you at this point.
I'm just like trying to think about this vibe and this time. Mm-hmm. It's not like the
kind of
scene.
What year's the song from?
Okay,
so this song is from 2006.
Okay.
Which is right when this kind of music became a whole genre.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's not like the, you know,
do you want to make an
Sharp,
official
it's
guess?
Not Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, and it's not like the Sea and Cake. It's like...
No.
It's.
I think at this point, you're calling it.
Yeah, I'm calling it.
Sometimes known as him when he's in a duo, that is M. Ward.
Yes.
M.
That song is Chinese translation.
Montgomery Ward.
Yeah.
His 1999 release is his debut album, Duet for Guitars Number 2.
Nope.
A little cheeky.
I was not going to get that. I think we all saw it, but then I really wasn't.
I know, that's really one of those.
I'm like, that to me is
a
further, you throw that one up further. I just, like, as far as, like, his popularity.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just, like,
other things.
She and Him was, like, a hit.
Yeah, I think I was giving it some love because of She and Him. And maybe because I listen to KCSN too much, I feel like anytime M. Ward has a new thing, they're always playing it. He just seems like someone who has credibility. In the industry, like the industry likes him. Listen, if you think I haven't insulted artists yet by placement,
strap in.
Yes, absolutely, strap in.
Goingo. Plain white tees.
That is the plain white tees.
Yep.
Remember when they sold a TV series based on this song? I think about it all the time.
That's so fucked up. But yeah, that's Hey There Delilah from 2006. Their 1999 release is an EP. I'm Dreaming of a Plain White Christmas.
That's really? Pretty funny. Yes, I like that.
That's their first release. Yeah,
that's worrisome. You have no context, and you read the title. I'm dreaming of a plain white Christmas.
I think if it had plain white tees on it, I'd be like, okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
I'm dreaming of a plain white T-shirt.
I'm dreaming. Yeah, I give them a little bit more love on the list.
What year was that?
That song is from 2006. Also. But
that song was everywhere.
Yeah. It was just such a gigantic hit, and they had some like radio hits after that. They have a lot of Spotify monthly listeners when I looked them up, and it was like, yeah, I mean, they're a joke, but like everyone's heard
that song.
At some
point, the vanguard of this thing will die, and the new generation will put plain white tees in.
Yeah, maybe someday. Where we're at now in the score, Kristen's
great,
got one, McAdam's got two, Cullen's got five, but there's plenty of time.
Five?
Plenty of time to catch up, but let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll see who takes it.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We hope you had a nice break. We hope over your break, you kept it rolling.
You had a plain white break.
We sure
yes.
did.
We did.
100%. All right. You guys ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What do you got, Joe?
I know it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, piss.
Is it oh piss?
Is it at the drive-in?
It's not at the drive-in.
No.
Does anyone want
to
venture
I
guess
need to hear
that
more.
Early?
No, I need okay. more.
Oh,
fuck.
I'm sorry. I thought you were...
Like, fuck this song.
This
what
is the most embarrassing mistake I've ever made in my life.
I can't believe we're getting this deep into the song because I think
you
I was.
You don't know, you know, like that's my point.
I was counting on Joe to be like.
Bing Bong.
What do you got?
Buck Cherry.
It is Buck yeah. Cherry.
Okay, that was
that
like the
not
only.
Their most
that
famous
is
song.
Not their most famous song.
Crazy Bitch is far and away the most popular Buck Cherry song by like
that song
a thousand
you look
miles.
Shocked, but no, that is not their most.
That
yes,
song,
it is.
What's
their big breakout hit?
I'm like that. I was like, this can't be Buck Cherry.
I love the cocaine.
Here's the thing. If I pulled up the Spotify,
Crazy Bitch is the name of the song.
If I pull up the Spotify for Buck Cherry, the
Crazy Bitch numbers are out of control.
Hundreds of thousands, the hundreds of millions of listens that that song has over anything else is going to.
I was guessing Buck Cherry as a joke because I was going to guess Buck Cherry. Like as soon as the voice started going, I was like, "Is this Buck Cherry? Are they really this high up on the list? What is going on?"
So they have. So Crazy Bitch is at 152 million. The next song, which is called Sorry, is at 44.
Wait, I love the cocaine.
Is that Lit Up?
Yeah.
That's at 66 million. So yeah, there's almost 100 million more on Crazy Bitch.
Yeah, they don't know that Lit Up was the jam back in the day. Bitch, that's
a basic.
That's just disrespectful. That's,
thank you.
That's just straight up disrespectful. But yeah.
One song's about love and one song's about hate.
Speaking of disrespectful, why are they so high up on the list?
Because they had clearly more million. Than one hit.
two hits. I think they had a big VH1 footprint back in the day. You know,
they did.
I don't know.
You
what
also
that means,
forget
but.
That
they do a cherry tour
that
with them
does
and
mean a lot to Joe.
Nina Cherry.
And Nina Cherry.
Yeah, we should get all the cherries.
Get the cherries in there.
Wild cherry. But yeah, no, they had a surprisingly fruitful cherry career with songs that people know.
And their name is a pun on Chuck Berry.
Yes, it's a spoonerism of Chuck Berry.
When I figured that out, I got real sad.
I don't
like
that.
Why?
I learned that just now, and I'm sad.
The story is they didn't even know that. They pulled it from a drag queen who they knew.
My God.
And then found out, I think, in an interview.
Oh, they were the clever one, not the band. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There we
100%.
Go.
100%. Anyway, my apologies to everyone who's below Buck Cherry, but I just, you know... Sometimes
next people, song is Chuck Berry.
Some people have hits. Yeah. We're hoping for Chuck Berry to finally get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right. Here is the next one.
This is a man named Fernando. That guy who sold guitars on late night TV. Remember that guy? He could stand on the guitar was part of the band.
Excuse me? The look
Bing
on,
bong.
Oh, what do you got, Kristen?
Is that Jessica Simpson?
That's Jessica Simpson. Ooh. Very good. I was going to say the look on your face was like you knew it, but you were horrified by the news.
I was just like, am I recognizing Jessica Simpson's voice was really what
Take
was...
Take that, Buck Cherry.
That song is called I Want to Love You Forever, which was the first single off her first album, 1999's Sweet Kisses.
Sweet Aww. Kisses for Albert.
But, you know, giving Jessica Simpson a little bit of an edge just because she's like extremely
she's
famous.
She's very known.
Yeah, big time famous.
I love her shoes. She's got
she
her
was
whole
stupid about things in the early 2000s.
And we all had a
she
nice
She thought
laugh.
Tuna was chicken.
She didn't
very
understand
funny.
Tuna.
Buffaloes have wings.
Yeah, all sorts of moments that we'll treasure forever from the early aughts. But yeah, Jessica Simpson, a little bit higher than Buck Cherry. Is about where I'm putting her.
I'm trying to remember. Did she have any others? Did she have like an upbeat song?
I remember like a poppy thing.
Yeah,
don't remember
for sure.
Honestly, anything except for the Dukes of Hazzard film.
Yeah,
her butt in shorts is what I remember.
Weirdly, I talked about that movie today, where she talks about her undercarriage in that movie because I was talking.
And then
about
the guys get horny.
Yeah,
and then the fellas get horny. It's funny. I went to her Spotify, and it's just all Christmas songs are the popular ones. But maybe I
a
think I'm in love
Christmas.
With you.
Yeah. I think I'm in love with you. That sounds.
It seems
Christmas.
Like it's off of that same album, so that's likely it. All right, let's move on from Jessica Simpson and go to
Sissica Jepsen.
Sissica Jepsen.
Bah.
What do you got, Joe?
Chevelle.
Very
Whoa.
Good. Very good.
Who had a Guitar World magazine subscription in 1999?
What is
Chevelle? Here's what's Chevelle? Crazy about Chevelle is they continue.
Is that they are a band around, yeah. that they, I don't know if
and
I've
they
ever
continue
heard.
To top the mainstream rock charts, which is a very strange chart. Because it's like,
why does it exist?
Mean? Like the modern rock chart
how
is
many
where.
How many hits do you need to, how many,
But Chevelle, let's see here. In terms of mainstream rock number ones.
Mainstream rock number one.
They have six, and their last one was in 2021.
Jesus. Good job, Chevelle. I'm proud of you.
They're still kicking, and they're still selling
Get
albums.
Here.
And
I like Chevelle before they got real anti-trans.
Did
so Chappelle joke.
Oh, God. I was
I'm really what? Trying to find the connection.
Yeah.
I was went to the car first. I was the car? The Chevelle?
Yeah, they got rid of their transmission.
Yeah, I was really trying to piece this.
But yeah, good on you, Chevelle. You're still kind of a joke, but you've stayed at it.
David LaChevelle.
Right. David LaChevelle. We're losing the thread, guys. All right.
Gongo.
That song was The Red from 2002, but their 1999 release was their debut album.
I think when people Google Red Chevelle, that comes up before the card.
The Red Chevelle.
Honestly, I'd like probably, to see
The Red Chevelle.
their debut album is called Point Number One. All right.
First and foremost.
All right, here we go.
This is Ray Charles. Oh, I recognize this. Wait.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What is
this? Bing Bong.
What do you got?
Mandy Moore.
That's Mandy Moore.
Yeah. There we go.
Do you
that's
know what
Baby
it, no,
Come
that's,
to Me. This
that's
is Candy.
Robin. Yeah. Candy. Yeah.
I'm missing you like candy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good song.
Yeah,
you guys got me on my toes. I'm like out here trying to parse the.
It also sounds like it's like the Tim Burton Batman score.
Yeah, yeah, it is cinematic. That's off her 1999 debut album, So Real.
So Real.
And so yeah, we're in the era of the like next wave, like the second tier after Britney and Christina. Yeah. You know, Mandy Moore's. Also, like Jessica Simpson, probably at this point more famous as like an actor and a personality.
Yeah. Good for her. Stuck around.
Yeah, she sure did. All right, here is the next one.
Buh.
What do you got, Joe?
Rilo Kiley?
It is Rilo Kiley.
Wow.
It's very impressive to get something off of just a drum beat. And so I commend you. That song is called Silver Lining. From 2007.
That sounded like those drums sounded like a deep cut, like Village People song or something.
Go West by the Village People.
But yeah, their 1999 release was their self-titled EP. Rilo Kiley, a band that people really like.
Yeah.
Jenny mm-hmm. Lewis came out of Rilo Kiley. Mm-hmm. Still not like... It's not like my mom knows who Rilo Kiley is, but, you know, you could see somebody fighting for them.
I got to them later, so that is not definitely the most recognizable song for me for them.
Jenny Lewis once complimented my purse at Good Girl Dinette in Highland Park.
Wow. Hello.
That's okay. My personal connection to
your
her.
Your personal connection.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Was the, I want to say the guy, like the main dude in
Blake?
That band.
Was his name Blake Sennett? Is that his name?
Yeah. Was he in
Salute
Hey Dude?
Salute Your Shorts.
That was it. Salute Your Shorts.
He was,
yes.
He
who
was
he in Salute Your
he
Shorts?
He was the main guy in the second
not
season.
Not Budnick?
Yeah, he was no. not. He was not
like,
Donkey Lips Danny. Or Budnick
or
Ugly.
Bully that they hang out with, which is a yes. 90s TV phenomenon.
But in there's like two. I think there was two seasons of Salute Your Shorts, and there's a different lead kid in them, and he's like the second one. Mm. He was also in Boy Meets World as like hanging out with Ethan Suplee as like the bullies.
Oh yeah,
he has really long hair. Okay.
Yes,
shrimpy. Yeah,
I yeah. remember him.
Yeah, and Jenny Lewis also a child actor.
Child
so they
actor,
came
yeah.
out of and young Hollywood. Oh, and a bully.
She got nice and as she got older though.
She got nice.
Complimenting yeah. my purse.
She got nice. All right, here is the next one.
Bing Bong, Vice.
Oh, wow. Very good.
Wow. That's because I thought at first when the Rilo Kiley one started playing, I was like, I was like, is this Feist or Rilo Kiley? I like
is
was trying
Feist?
To get it together, and then
is
I was like, but I was like, I bet Feist is going to be on here.
Yeah,
and I
that's 1, 2, 3, 4 from 2007.
1, 2, 3, 4 Feist.
You might recognize that Feist. From an iPod Nano commercial that was everywhere in 2007.
Boards?
Oh, yeah.
No, not Boards of Canada. What was her band?
Broken Social
Broken
Scene.
Broken Social Scene, yeah. Who I get confused with the other one that also had like 8 people in it.
Her debut, New Pornographers. Is that the
yeah,
other
New
one?
Pornographers. Yeah,
of the Canadian bands that have 1 million people. Feist's debut album was in 1999 and called Monarch, Lay Your Jeweled Head Down.
Why?
Because she's quirky.
You can do whatever you want.
Because she's quirky.
This is also the height of like we're about to just like open
go
that
full,
door
adorkable.
Wide open. Exactly.
Right. Ugh. We had him. She was coming.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what I'm talking about with Feist? She can shred on guitar and almost never does, but is really good
oh,
at guitar.
I did not know that.
And she's a great songwriter. I mean, that album, the Not Monarch Laying Your Jeweled Head Down.
Monarch, play that jeweled head down.
Hey, cut the bullshit, Monarch.
The rainbow on the front is very good.
Yeah, she's good. She's great. You know, for a lot of people, it's kind of just that like blip. But I think she continues to make music and, you know, she's respected. All right, here's the next one.
Big Bong!
What do you got?
Khalees.
That is Khalees.
Damn.
Yeah,
Kristen. I don't like it when I know it. You guys are too fast. I know.
Kristen is mounting a comeback.
I know. Here we go.
He's really in the weeds there for a long time.
Yeah, that is Milkshake from 2003. Her debut album was Kaleidoscope from 1999.
Kaleidoscope.
I don't know about that.
No. That's what they're doing.
But yeah, it's like Khalees is one of those. I feel like outside of Milkshake, not a ton of songs, but like a lot of features. Mm-hmm. Like she's someone who is just, you know,
well,
pops
she
up.
Caught Out on, There yeah. is like a great song.
That feels like a song that's about to be in like a commercial where she comes back and it's like about, you know, Seamless or something.
Or Shake Shack,
yeah.
It may have been. I mean, you know, like, I don't know. It's like, it's entirely possible.
Yeah. Bring back,
my
like,
DoorDash brings
guys.
A milkshake to my door.
Yeah, yeah. That's coming. Watch it on the Super Bowl this year. I wrote it.
Now I'm like, was there a commercial with Khalees
in it?
Feels
like there
very
was.
Very recently. Like, maybe a Super Bowl commercial last year.
They keep doing it with all these old, like, novelty acts. Or not novelty acts. Like old nostalgia acts.
People, my milkshake used to bring people to the yard, and now
the one that I liked was the Whoop There It Is, the one where they did about ice cream. You know what I mean? Yeah,
well, that song, like,
chocolate peanut butter cookie dough. That still gets stuck in my head constantly.
All of it makes me a little sad because it's like you're a joke to us now. It's like sort of the context of all of them.
It looks like, yeah, she was. That song wasn't a commercial, but Khalees was in a commercial, like for Uber One.
Yep.
Oh.
Like, bringing milkshakes to the door.
Yeah.
There it is. All right. But yeah, all our love and respect to Khalees. Here's the next one.
Bing Bong.
What do you got, Kristen?
That is Macy Gray.
Very good.
God damn.
Very good. The song hadn't even really
we're hitting
started.
Your zone here. This is
yeah. You're back. Kristen's back,
it's like
baby.
Discordant chord. I've never heard.
But
of
that's her hit. You know, I try.
I try
from
Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, she is in Spider-Man 2.
That's a great, like, I love when there's a
everyone's
concert.
Everyone's
so
going to the Macy Gray concert.
But she is, that is from her debut album, On How Life, from 1999. Macy Gray seems like the type of artist who the industry really wants to make happen. I don't know. I just feel like they
make happen.
They always have her number. And, like, she had the hit, but it's just like, what has Macy Gray
done for me lately?
Yes, thank you. I heard her version on.
Is she still around? Like,
yes. So she put out a cover of the song "Sail," which I think is by a band called AWOL Nation. It's like this electronic.
I'm sorry,
out of
what?
My depth here.
It's this. You would hear it on K Rock a lot, like 10 years ago. It was like "Blame It on My ADD."
Oh, that song.
Oh, yeah. Fake Imagine Dragons.
Yep.
Yeah, that's like Imagine Dragons kind of thing.
And Macy Gray did a cover of it recently.
Blame It on My ADD?
I think that's what they're saying.
Wow, yeah, I think they say Blame It on My ADD. I didn't know that that song was called Sail or who AWOL Nation is.
I think it's AWOL Nation. At any rate, so like Macy Gray's still putting out music. Like she still has like a record deal.
Blame
but it's like,
It on My ADD.
Yeah, that's it. Baby.
Oh.
But yeah. Macy Gray also seems like the type of person the Rock Hall would call up for some sort of tribute.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I don't know that there's a demand for it, but she seems
to recognize you.
It seems like
we watch a thing where Macy Gray tried to get everyone to celebrate New Year's Eve early because she was just done with she had run
that's
out
the
of
famous
songs.
Jamie Kennedy hosted disaster New Year's Eve that was on a local station
in
LA,
like KTLA.
You know, 10, 15 years ago, which is a great video if you can find it. The highlights is just this complete train wreck of a broadcast.
It's very bad.
That sounds great.
And yeah, they have Macy Gray up there and she doesn't know what time it is, but she's supposed to count down. And she has finished her song and there's too much space and she's like, let's just do it now.
What an avoidable problem.
Yeah. She's like, why not just start the new year now? 10, 9, what? Come on, everybody.
And everyone's
like,
confused and kind of upset.
You can't.
Macy, no. Macy.
It makes the world move a little
bit
faster.
Yeah, there's like a schism. Some people are on Macy time.
Macy time, yeah. All right, you ready?
I'm on Macy time.
Next up.
Big Bong! Le Tigre, come on.
Wow.
Wow. Damn.
We really, this is that the was Kristen like a section. Very,
I thought that someone else was going to get
we're going,
in there.
We're going 0.2 seconds here. We're like, yeah,
Kristen's at subatomic levels. That is Decepticon from Le Tigre, which is the first track on their debut self-titled album from 1999. Giving them the edge with the Kathleen Hanna involvement and like the beloved nature of that group amongst like the Pitchfork crowd.
I can see it. I don't think it'll happen, but I can see it.
But you know, maybe a little bit above Macy Gray, it could happen. But yeah, they weren't
that
exactly
would be so great.
Around. I know you like them a
lot.
You sometimes on this podcast refer to their first album like it's Sgt. Pepper's.
I love their first album.
Yeah, I know it.
Did it have the Amadou Diallo song on it? Because that song fucking rips. It's a song about how cops kill people and never suffer any consequences, and they count to 42 in the song because they shot him 42 times and said an accident. It's like really brutal. It's good.
Go off, Le Tigre. All right, next one.
Bing Bong. Boingo.
That was Kristen.
Is that Dido?
That's Dido.
Fuck.
Is that Dido?
Is that Dido?
That is Thank You by Dido. Which was released as a single in 2000, but was off the 1999 debut album No Angel.
Oh yeah,
Dido's No Angel.
Flag? What is White Flag?
Well, yeah, that was off the next album.
Oh okay.
Those are kind of the two legacy hits from Dido. But you know, and also Stan. You know, she is on there, and that is as
she's on there. No one can do anything about it.
And yeah, we can't do anything about it.
I mean,
now.
The Rock Hall didn't bring her out when Eminem performed.
That's
Stan
right. Was that
they Ed brought Sheeran. Out Ed Sheeran? Ed Sheeran. Yeah, that's
to
right.
To do that
not
part,
even Elton John,
really?
I know. I mean,
which was like
the, what the Grammys.
It's
did.
Okay with gay people that he says this word all the time.
Yep. Once Elton signed off, the legacy was set. Eminem was set for life. But Dido, you know,
unproblematic fave.
And I think I remember, did SNL do a sketch where
I recall.
It was like the whole joke was that performance and then they just made out at the end?
That seems about right.
Yeah, great. Great joke.
I'm laughing.
That's satire if you think about
cutting.
It.
Absolutely cutting. All right, next up.
But
what do you got, Joe?
Tegan and Sarah.
That's Tegan and Sarah. Very good, Joe.
Good job.
Some of our more rock-focused guys might know that the White Stripes covered it. It's Walking with a Ghost from 2004. Tegan and Sarah's 1999 release was their debut album, Under Feet Like Ours. For Albert.
For Albert.
Yeah.
I am dying. I am really pulling
out. I know. We pulled out of the drowning pool. Yeah.
And now you're drowning.
Butt rock zone.
Yeah, oddly enough, you were drowning outside of the drowning pool. Yeah. No, it's like now we're getting to the artists that are like, okay, have some credibility, have more than one song, maybe aren't huge mainstream successes.
It's like
but
if Tegan Sarah got in, it'd be like they as representatives of kind of a whole movement or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
totally.
How many artists to go? How many?
We have 12 to go.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So we haven't
there's
even
plenty of
the
space
top
to get
10.
Back in this.
Jeez.
They're in the
football.
Yeah, it's technically anybody's game. But not
probably
like,
not though.
No. I mean, I would say you and Cullen are tied at 5 and Kristen has 9. So there's
whoa.
There's
you really
you were on fire.
Fucking
let's not forget.
I know. I
was like
five,
7.
What? No, you were on absolute fire getting things as quickly as I've ever
almost seen. Like some sort of collusion is happening between the two hosts of the podcast.
I was feeling so bad at the beginning. I had one point and he had to go, all right, I'm going to say it was Kristen because she clearly had, she right. went,
yeah, right.
And said Ted Leo. I'm out here trying to get half a point for Tal.
I'm getting half broccoli. I have 5.5.
Towel broccoli.
I'm at half broccoli right now.
Yeah.
Towel broccoli.
All right. And then here's at the 12 spot.
Boing.
Boing.
That was Colin.
Phoenix.
That is Phoenix. Go. Very good.
I realized I could just behoove me just to yell before I even know what it is and then figure it out.
I tried that and it really fucked me over like twice hard.
Yeah, that is 1901 from Phoenix. That song's from 2009, but their first single was in 1999, and it was called Party Time, which is perfect knowing that
French
boys
are
French. Yeah.
Do we have a party
time?
We have a bit of a party time.
Do you know about party?
I don't know.
What is rock and roll about?
Maybe This is rock and roll. It is 1901.
Yeah, real Johnny Blue Jeans stuff.
But yeah, Phoenix, you know, still around. They were doing music recently with like Beck and Ezra Koenig from Vampire Weekend. I feel like there's a lot of people who would love a Phoenix comeback. A rise of the Phoenix, you might call it.
I was going to say, Sofia Coppola among them, because she is married to all of them.
She married the band.
But yeah, a lot of respect. Not exactly the Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, that one album is like great, but I don't know if the catalog
is too young on that album.
No, that's on the one before.
Yeah.
I too also, if I ever sick. Feel better, is like to me.
And List of Mania is a great one. And
yeah. I like Phoenix.
All right, we're almost at the top 10. Here's the 11th.
Tenacious D.
Put him out. What the hell? What are you doing? Like now you're just putting fucking country in here because we inducted cigarette. Stupid Willie Nelson and
stupid
my beloved
Willie Nelson. Beloved stupid old Willie Nelson.
I'm just mad because now we have to deal with this shit.
Going on. Like, I'm just going to take
what do you got, Colin?
Blake Shelton. Just
not,
why not?
It's not Blake Shelton. Kristen is right though. Like I normally would not have included country into this, but now that they've inducted
trash.
Dolly and Willie this in the past sucks. 2 years. It's
they're gonna keep it going.
It's yeah. I mean, like so now we'll see. But now some of these fucking country guys are gonna be in the mix. I don't think I should play any more because I don't think you heard.
Wait, it is a little more.
Yeah, give me a little more.
All right, God damn it.
Give me taste.
Oh, now I know.
Right,
it's Justin Bieber. Watched him
drink his pain. We're gonna
what
listen to the whole fucking song.
I really don't want to be doing this at all. I do. Get drunk enough
to get her say a country.
There's,
name.
Oh, yeah. There's no way.
I don't know who's the one. You
just
said.
Want to say
did,
Goingo
you, did you
and
say
then.
Keith? Goingo Keith Urban.
It's not Keith Urban.
Goingo Keith Sweat.
No. Okay. So that is Brad Paisley.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That song's
called, I mean, that's a name I've heard.
Yeah, that same here. A song called Whiskey Lullaby is with Alison Krauss. It's from 2004. It was impossible for me to understand what would be the most recognizable Brad Paisley song for you guys or me or anyone.
Brad Paisley.
And I'm sorry that if anybody likes country, but like that is not.
This is indicative of the issue we have.
Yeah, that, well, just I mean,
swing.
Like it lives in its own in its own Hall of Fame. Some might say.
Yes, that is well established. His debut album from 1999 was Who Needs Pictures. Brad Paisley is like one of the most popular country guys, as far as I understand. He's a name that I know. I don't know any of his music.
Bad name. It's not a masculine name, Paisley.
No, yeah.
Brad Doily.
Exactly. Jimmy Doily. But yeah, I mean, Brad Paisley, sure. Like,
okay.
Maybe at some point.
That sounds about right.
But I
you know what, Joe,
not.
You get
like
a negative
Merle
one
Haggard
point.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, but like probably will be.
It's all
that's
coming
a thing, is
now.
Like,
this is everything's getting all the waters are muddy.
Yeah, in that damn country swamp. All right, top 10. Let's make it happen.
Oh boy, I hate this.
Why though? This is very cute.
I know what this is.
Is this a song from Moneyball?
I mean, I know what this song is.
Going go.
What do you got?
Is this Jack Johnson?
It's not
no.
Jack Johnson.
Fucking who is this?
It's that other guy. It's not.
You're gonna. I'm gonna ask for going goes and guesses instead of pontificating.
Play a little.
You want a little bit more?
No.
Another taste of that.
I
give me
hate
a taste
this
of that.
Song.
So I won't play more.
Just play a little more though.
Just taste. Now I'm trying to get
back before the cruise. That's what, yes. I'll be giving
it my best. Bing bong.
Okay, what do you got?
That's not Jason Mraz, is it?
It's Jason Mraz.
Okay.
Mr. A to Z himself.
That is Jason Mraz.
He's not rapping.
That song's called I'm Yours. That is a gigantic
song. Yeah, that
song
is huge.
Jason Mraz. Kind of a joke, but also like has a ton of albums that are like.
I did an episode where I said Sublime should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If Jason Mraz gets in, I'm setting myself on fire.
I think this is more, you know, his placement isn't just kind of telling of the year at large. I mean, there's nine more, but
you know, my friends who do very gay paint, they did the mural in my house. They painted a mural for him.
I thought it was going to be of him.
A while ago. And then he was on, like, he's done, like, shows with them and stuff. Like, he'll come and do their comedy shows and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to be... maybe I shouldn't even say. Well, I'm just like, wonder. I just wonder. I think he might be coming out, but I'm not sure. So I don't. I'm like, maybe we should cut this.
You shouldn't be saying that on this.
I'm keeping it in. I'm keeping it in.
Preemptively out this.
No, cut.
Anyway.
You heard it here first. You gave.
I don't know.
Anyway, that song is from 2008, but in 1999 he put out an EP.
Hold on.
Let's do this for everyone from now on. Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on. No. Hold on. Let's see. Jason Mraz.
You can't just Google that.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can, but.
I also don't know that you should. But Jason Mraz to me seems like somebody the Rock Hall would have at a ceremony.
He came out as bisexual in 2018.
Hey, there we go.
He got divorced. I was like, he got divorced and then had my friends who so have a company called Very Gay Paint.
That he associates with. Okay.
And all right. Well, so he came out as bisexual, and I'm glad that I didn't just softly out him on this podcast.
Would be weird.
I think this guy might be gay. Why did I do so you might this? Want to, before you play that.
All right. Will number nine be gay? All right, here we go.
Go and go.
What do you got, Colin?
Shins.
That is the shins. Yeah. Nice. Very good. Very good. That is new slang.
That song will change your life.
I've heard. I should have had you put headphones on before. that's from 2001, but they had an EP in 1999 called Nature Bears a Vacuum.
Okay.
And that's true.
Cool. And that has been proven to be true since. So the Shins, I would say, unlike, you know, so far we've talked about like indie bands and indie artists, but like I feel like they were able to break through a little
kind
bit.
Kind of the like, indie music is popular now. Like,
who do you know, and everybody knows
big
the
band
Shins.
For that genre. You
know, that album is really good, and then they went away forever, as far as I'm concerned.
They had a few other. Shoots Too Narrow.
Shoots
was
Too
the
Narrow
one
is
that,
a
which
great
good.
Album.
Good.
I like those two albums.
And they continue to put, when they still put out music, it is still like, you know,
it's
a thing.
Listenable.
Yeah.
I guess.
And I think people.
But are they gay?
But are they?
No, we're not going to keep playing that.
No, that's no. We've got enough out of it.
I regret it.
I'm going to do it.
I liked it for you. It was like a nice thing. You were trying to be nice.
Yeah, sure. He's like, oh, my friends, etc. All right, here's number eight.
Bing bong.
What do you got, Kristen?
That is J-Lo.
No, it is not J-Lo. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh,
you guys
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo, what about Jennifer Lopez?
I am so right. sorry. Oh. No,
I need to hear
so
more
mad.
Of this.
It's all right, you guys want to hear more? These fools were about
Kristen?
To smoke me, and I,
Kristen, put your mic. you wasted your
I
chance.
Did.
Do you guys?
I
you guys want to hear more?
I don't have it.
I got
yet.
That buck right. cherry point though, and I didn't.
I got
deserve
that buck
it,
cherry,
and so
baby.
Like you guys
all right,
can
Kristen,
have this
I'm
one.
I'm gonna ask. Okay.
You're gonna be really mad when I don't know this.
Murdering.
Oh, hey.
What do you got, Joe?
It's Ja Rule.
That's Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, the voice is what I needed.
Almost sounds like J-Lo, just from a semantic
no,
point of view.
Ashanti is on the chorus.
And you're thinking I'm
and
Real.
And I was thinking of I'm Real, and that was on me.
Yeah, I'm Real makes sense.
I got panicked, as you heard. Mm-hmm. I bing-bonged too soon.
When did J-Lo? It was pre-99, maybe, right?
Yeah.
Waiting for Tonight. Before
yeah, I think we already... That
so
like
Ja Rule, I was mesmerized from 2003. And I could have done Always On Time, but that starts with the Ashanti hook. So I was like, mm-hmm. let me do one that starts with Ja Rule. Didn't feel right. Anyway, his debut album was 1999's Veni Vedi Vecchi.
Vecchi. Right.
Yeah, that's how he spelled it, with okay. all E's. Ja Rule, putting him at number eight. Loses a few notches because of Firefest.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You just can't do that.
Don't do that, Ja.
Ja, stop. Don't do that.
Mr. Ja.
Really?
All right.
You broke the Ja rules.
You will pay the Ja price.
We had one Ja rule.
Firefest.
All right. Number seven. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bing bong.
Up. That was Kristen.
Eve.
That's Eve.
Yeah.
That is Eve featuring Gwen Stefani on that one. That's Let Me Blow Your Mind from 2001. And the 1999 release was her debut album, Let There Be Eve, .. Rough Riders First Lady.
Yep.
My cat did jump on Cullen's lap, and...
If you had no context or something, yelling, show me your butt.
I said it right.
Joe, shut up and show your butt.
Stop talking, show your butt.
I was not listening to Joe at all. I was just staring at
For our
Eddie
listeners, my cat scratched. Eddie did jump on Cullen's lap, and his tail went up and his butt was present and got Kristen excited, and she may have muttered some
that
things
butt.
That were confusing.
Show me the butt.
That's the thing you got to yell now when you know a song.
Show me the butt. Show me the butt.
Show me the butt.
Yeah, but you know, Eve had a lot of great hits, and I don't know what Eve's doing
That's
now.
That's the big one, though.
The Rough Riders.
That and Tambourine.
Yep.
Yeah, she was
the first lady.
She was Rough Riders' first lady, as her debut album told us. You guys were talking about cat butts when I said that part.
She did have those kitty cat paw print tattoos, though. Remember that?
No, it was raccoon paws.
Oh, is it raccoons?
They were not raccoon paws.
I think they were raccoon
paws. I think
they were
like tiger paws. Like,
yeah.
They look, those are, that's a kitty cat, right?
I gotta know.
Kitty cat? No, that's a kitty cat.
I mean, they were small in the sense that, you know, a tiger's paw would be too big.
That is true.
Yeah.
Those are raccoon paws, man.
All right. I mean, Cullen is wearing an outdoorsy jacket, so we're going to have to trust him on
we
this.
We have to trust him.
No, it's dog paws, apparently.
Okay. That checks out. Okay.
All right. Number six. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Buh.
What do you got?
Is this my morning jacket?
It is my morning jacket.
I was like, I got to hear a guitar before
Excellent.
I can commit to it.
You went for it and it paid
off.
One
Big Holiday.
That's One Big Holiday, yeah, which was released as a single in 2004. But their 1999 release was their debut album, The Tennessee Fire.
Mm-hmm. Good album.
It is funny when you mention a band earlier, not knowing that they're going to come up later. But yeah, My Morning Jacket. Even more so than The Shins. It's like My Morning Jacket is like an indie band, but like... They show up on the Rolling Stone list. They have like a
They're
ton
really
of credibility.
They're really band. You know what I mean?
They're a live band.
Yeah.
Huge draw.
I saw them this summer. They were, everything they played almost was from that record. Mm-hmm. They lean heavy on it.
They're from Chicago, yeah?
No, I don't think
so. No, they're from Tennessee. Kentucky or Tennessee? Okay.
I mean, their debut album was called The Tennessee Fire. It doesn't necessarily mean that's where they're from, but...
saw them at Bonnaroo in 2004.
Cullen and I were at that same show.
We were at the same show, and it was raining, and it was really cool.
This is before we met. Cullen and I were at the exact same Bonnaroo.
They were formed in Kentucky, just for the record. But yeah, I mean, it's just they're like a huge like festival draw. They're headliners.
Yeah, they completely have missed me. I don't know any of their stuff or really
like
what they sound like.
It's like kind of easy. It's easier listening. It goes down easy. It's smooth and
it
nice.
It goes down easy.
Do you think they were cursed by having a name that sounds like an emo band?
Yes.
Sounds like a thing
it
grandma yells.
Yeah.
Well, I always was like, I used to think of them in My Chemical Romance in like the same
Yes.
Yeah, Maya is not doing them any favors.
But, you know, they're much like rootsier and yeah, not like that at all.
They're this generation's Creedence, I would say. Where it's like this kind of southerny rock that like they have a million songs that all sound kind of the same and
without the commercial
yes.
success, like not charting. Yeah. Like, you know, that's the one knock against them is like yeah, like my mom does not know who My Morning Jacket is.
My mom doesn't know where My Morning Jacket is.
And I gotta get on the bus. All right. Shall we do? We got to the top five, gang.
All right.
You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Bing bong.
What do you got, Kristen?
That's J-Lo.
That is J-Lo. That
really?
Is...
I thought that. I thought she would have been before 99. That's...
No.
I thought she. No. I thought we had already done her before, but maybe
no,
she was a guest on the thing or something?
Let's Get Loud, which was off the first album, 1999's On the Six. Her first.
That's Let's Get
you might
loud.
Think she, because she was an actor...
Yeah,
before she was then, just she was in a lot of
around.
Movies, but she didn't release.
She was I remember just dancing the Waiting for Tonight video girl. Was when she came out, and it was that like she was on an island and there was green lights,
the
everywhere.
Green lasers,
and that's yeah. I've always associated that song with
oh, Waiting for Tonight,
with like yeah. it's about to be the year 2000,
the millennium, yeah.
yeah,
yeah,
and so 1999, J-Lo, huge star, big name, has very little. I feel like credibility in the industry. I've heard like whispers that like she cops. Tracks a lot from other artists. Mm. Like, I don't think she's, you know, she's like such a big name, but it's
like,
feels like
there's like people in this world that'd be like, over my dead body is yes. J-Lo getting in the yeah. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But you can't act like she wasn't
huge.
Like, and yeah, like she didn't massive. Fly to Cleveland. And so that has earned her a lot of points.
She did fly to Cleveland for LL Cool J's induction.
That's nice. I just rewatched her halftime show.
For the letters. It was all the letter people had to support each other. Yeah.
J and L. And
she had one of the better like Super Bowl halftime shows. It was very good.
Yeah, with Shakira, right?
Yeah.
Well, and she like has so many songs. That's the thing. You don't realize just like how many popular hits she had. She had mm-hmm. a lot of hits.
And I think there, but there on the flip, it's like she didn't write any of them. She didn't have like she's.
It's on the six.
Yeah, on the wait, what?
You said on the flip, and I oh, said yes, on me. The six.
But yeah, I just think like her album. Credibility as like an artist and like a. She, I don't think yeah. anyone ever thinks of her as like a great singer
no.
or like any type of visionary thing going on with yeah. J-Lo. But still, number five because of. Almost nobody
yeah.
more famous, yeah, because of things like Geely and dying at the beginning of Jersey Girl.
Standing from the block
are the things we enough. Remember. All right, number four,
yeah. Bing Bong, it's Ludacris.
It's Ludacris, it's my man, Ludacris.
Ludacris,
it's Ludacris.
What's your fantasy?
Put him in. My fantasy is Ludacris is in the Rock Hall.
Hoes in every area code.
Which is, that's off of his first album, 1999.
Splash Waterfalls.
Does anyone what know the name of Ludacris' first album?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you want to say
no.
it?
No.
I'll go. Look it up. I'll say it's Incognito.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, I didn't know.
And that
know
was informational.
That.
I'm not calling anybody
He's
anything.
He's giving a huge thumbs up every time he says it.
But yeah, Ludacris, someone, do you think him, the LL Cool J effect of like being in movies and stuff, he lost credibility?
I think he's in the Fast and Furious Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I saw him open for Janet Jackson this summer, and he. Brought it. First of all, he played for probably 30 minutes and he did
medley style
only, just his verse, medley after medley. Then he wore the big shoes. He did stand up. He
yeah,
wore the big shoes.
Fun.
He came out, he wore the big hands.
Move,
later
bitch.
And he's and he said, don't act like you don't see these big ass hands. He
just for the record, Joe saying move bitch was not directed towards my cat.
Show your ass.
Cat.
Show your
show
ass.
Me the butt. He did he also at one point did say, all right, now I know a lot of y'all out there know me mostly as an actor. He did the song from Fast and Furious, and then he goes, but who out there are my day ones? And then he played What's Your Fantasy? And I was just like, everyone at this Janet Jackson concert knows you as a rapper. Yeah.
Also, that was like his fifth hit.
Yeah.
Like, he had a lot of hits.
That's not his first thing.
No, What's Your Fantasy was off the first album,
yeah,
but there may have been singles before
I think that was his first hit. That was the breakthrough.
Southern Hospitality
was
like the big one.
Was like the first hit.
Southern Hospitality, though, is later. That's,
no, that's like
everyone
number,
in high school.
That's like the first.
Seems like there's a midget hanging on my necklace line.
He also, one of the few rappers that really went hard rapping about and in support of Austin Powers and the Austin Powers films.
He was into it. Not the only one. But yeah, no, What's Your Fantasy was the first single as a lead artist.
I remember that.
And then Southern Hospitality was after that
too. Yeah.
But yeah, that was the breakout. Ludacris is great. I don't think gets the due deserved, but maybe someday he will with the Rock Hall.
He
like
could,
the Dirty
he's
South
great.
Was like, that was all happening right then.
Yeah, we got to get Outkast in, and then we can
first,
talk
and
about
then
others.
We can talk
like,
Ludacris.
We can even. All right.
Is Outkast not in?
No.
That's
which
weird.
Is Ludacris.
And that is what they are, an Outkast, and it is Ludacris. all right. Number three, are we ready?
Yes. Bing Bong.
Oh, what do you got,
John Mayer?
That's John Mayer.
Yeah, you knew he was coming.
I forgot.
He feels like this world really loves him because he's in the Dead now and stuff. Like,
and he's like the last famous person really playing guitar. Player, and yeah. So that was God, Your Body is a Wonderland from 2002. His 1999 release was an EP called Inside Wants Out. Yeah. He has gone to the induction ceremony a lot. He was the go-to guy to induct the old blues, you know, Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan. And
the idea of Albert King talking to John Mayer makes me sad.
Well, I don't think that ever had to happen because he's been dead for quite some time. Yeah. but yeah, John Mayer he's also like an industry darling, right? So the Hall, they just love him, and he will get in. I'm not convinced that the catalog is super strong, but you know, people who I respect like the music he's still putting out.
He did like an 80s smooth rock record a year or 2 years ago.
Yeah,
that's the other thing I don't like about him is he thinks he's funny. It's he's like Elon Musk vibes about like.
It's a little Epic Bacony, you know, but.
Yeah, and also, didn't he like date Taylor Swift when she was like 18 or something?
He's got a lot of weird shit like that.
Oh, yeah, don't dig too deep on that one, I don't think.
You're inviting controversy.
Okay, I will say nothing about Taylor.
But is he gay?
but is he? We agreed we weren't going to do that. John Gayer? Sorry.
oh, gosh.
His evil twin.
Actually, no, his amazing twin.
Yeah, he's the evil
twin.
All right, we have two more, and John Mayer is at three. So we got two who I, in my estimation, beat John Mayer.
Good.
You ready?
Sure. Bing bong.
What is it, Kristen?
Why did I do that?
I don't know.
It sounded like you were upset yourself.
I literally. Oh, let me see if I can get there.
Bigger than John Mayer.
Hold on.
That's John Governor.
John President.
Because who? I don't know. MIA.
Who would possibly?
It's not
do that?
MIA.
It's okay. A good guess.
But this is this is fun because you listen. Kristen is gonna win, but this will be fun to make it just for Cullen
boys.
And Joe.
Just for boys.
All right, you ready?
Oh, bing, 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 bing. Lil Wayne.
That's Lil Wayne.
You
don't need it.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what? If you had swung that early and gotten it, it would have been really impressive.
Yeah,
so
the recognizable part, hits.
That's Amelie from 2008 from Lil Wayne. His 1999 release was his debut.
So he said Amelie.
It coincided with Amelie. The soundtrack of the film.
His 1999 release was his his
guided
debut
blind
album.
Man across the street.
The Block is Hot is his first release, but yeah, Lil Wayne.
He gets in. He's like in
yeah.
that rock.
Yeah,
he
100% yeah. He'll
in,
get
for
in.
Sure.
Yay!
I mean, did he tour with Blink 182? Wasn't that
probably?
No,
he was. He's a skateboard.
Right.
He's.
But also, it's just like Lil Wayne had. Long career of a ton of hits.
Well, and he did try to put out that rock album, and then he was like, not a great idea, y'all. He's like, hey, they didn't like it. It wasn't good.
But
and
the fact
I can
that he
admit
tried
that.
Probably wins huge points for this. Like,
sure, yeah, you know, being experimental and trying to innovate. But, you know, there was a point where Lil Wayne was the most famous rapper, maybe the most famous recording artist for like a time. Lil Wayne was. On top.
With
music that's good. You know, with music that has...
Yeah.
Like
Amelie is an amazing song. That is...
is that The Carter 3, I think?
That album is so good.
And that's an album that like makes
Faith,
the lists.
Mrs.
And,
Officer.
Sure.
Problematic Faith.
That is. I think that has the lyric... Rodney King, baby, beat me like a cop.
Nope.
Beat it like a cop.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. It is.
Problematic for sure, I think Lil Wayne has a shot. I don't think this year. I don't think he's especially when we just talked about like
there's
Outcast
a lot of people missing.
Outcast is not in.
It's one of the big mysteries of the Hall. But
mysteries of the Hall.
Mysteries. Okay, we got one more.
Oh boy,
99
debut 99. Now, do you want to sit this one out? To allow Cullen to
flex
make
on
it,
these hoes?
To allow Cullen to make it a tie, or do you want to participate?
No, I mean, I can sit
because right now, McAdam.
Look, I don't need your chair.
Okay,
here.
Fine.
I might not get it.
All right, shall we?
Bing bong.
That was Cullen.
Yeah.
50 Cent.
It's 50 Cent.
Nice job.
Yep.
That is Indie Club from 2003, but his first single from 1999, The Informational, How to Rob.
That's a very good name for
hey,
a song.
That's a good
Albert,
one.
Listen up.
Hey, Albert, I got a song for you this time.
I've got some advice.
We're going to make a lot of money.
Now, I would say Lil Wayne
over 50.
I think Lil Wayne over 50.
Yeah. I think you guys are forgetting 50 Cent was on Interscope, Jimmy Iovine's label. Mm. He was like discovered by Eminem. He has like the Dre connection. Mm. Like, I think because of that.
He's like less staying power.
But
I
just feel like Lil Wayne is a more respected rapper than
yes.
He
probably. I think 50 Cent probably at his peak was bigger than Lil Wayne.
Yes.
And like the connections, like behind the scenes working of Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine and all those guys, like. I give the edge to 50.
Didn't 50 Cent date Chelsea Handler?
Yes, he did.
I remember that.
So did Joe Coy. He did date 50 Cent. He dated Chelsea Handler.
I know.
Joe Coy and 50 Cent.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, like it was close, but I'm giving the edge to him. I mean, he got so big. He got a movie. He did the Super Bowl with all those guys, so he's like
Upside Down.
He was hanging upside down.
Wait, was that? Oh, it was a
was Eminem and Dre and Mary J.
The Super Bowl, and he had the cool upside down part. Who's gonna
shot,
be? Oh, is it
cool.
Usher this year?
Yeah, Usher's in the Super Bowl halftime. Yeah,
you've covered Usher already, so
yes, we did.
He was 97.
I think he was 90. He was like 93 or something. Damn. Yeah, he was early, or 94 or something. But to review from bottom to top. BB Mac, Tall Bachman, Drowning Pool, Clips, Gogol Bordello, Cisco, Explosions in the Sky, Coheed and Cambria, Ted Leo and the Pharmacist, Hot Hot Heat, M Ward, Plain White Tees, Buck Cherry.
Buck Cherry.
Jessica Simpson, Chevelle, Mandy Moore, Rilo Kiley, Feist, Khalees, Macy Gray, Letigre, Dido, Tegan and Sarah, Phoenix, Brad Paisley, Jason Mraz, The Shins, Ja Rule, Eve, My Morning Jacket, Jennifer Lopez, Ludacris, John Mayer, Lil Wayne, and 50 Cent. And
that's ranked pretty well.
Yeah, hey, I'd say so.
Thanks, guys. I think none of them get on the ballot this year.
I want to know who's like the top level that you're like doesn't deserve to be even in consideration.
Like, where do you draw the line?
Any honorable mention
you
that you're
must
like,
have had
no.
someone. Like,
just like
what
that
was
I didn't
that?
Even
Blessed
put
Union
on
of
the
Souls.
List.
Yes.
Blessed Union of Souls.
No, I looked up Blessed Union of Souls. Their debut is 95.
It's like Phoenix TX or something.
Yeah, I mean, like when I would have to look again, but it would usually just be like a band where I was like, I don't think I know them. I don't think anybody knows them, and it would be pointless because it would be like
you wouldn't even want to hear the song. Nobody knows it.
We would just everybody would be confused. Like I'm looking like
you need to have like one hit to get on this list.
Like. I cut Black Label Society.
Yes, see, that's exactly
like, Zach. Yeah. I consider them as like Zach Wilde's band. I was
there's
like,
no way.
I'm not going to know the song. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a waste of time. There was a. Do you guys know the band Elbow?
I do. Actually.
I do know the band Elbow.
What?
So like, I wouldn't have been able to.
I mean, I'm like, what song? I definitely like. It was,
I wouldn't have been able to know the song.
You know, yes. my first iPod probably had an Elbow song.
Is it a jam band? It sounds like
it does sound like but maybe,
Elbow.
I think they're like a little more indie rock than that. They might even be British.
I think they are British.
Well, Elbow sounds like I don't know. In my head, I'm like. String cheese incident.
Yeah.
Elbow.
Leftover salmon. Mo.
Leftover salmon is the worst band name of all time.
Laura Veers was another
one.
Yeah,
no, they're
like,
British. Yeah. They're a British rock band.
British.
I was like, I know that I had some of their stuff on like
it's like the lesser Supergrass. Yeah. Like.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess technically.
I would not have been able to pull Elbow out of.
This is really funny.
Out of my arm.
I pull these names from futurerocklegends.com. And, you know, I do my own like kind of cross referencing to like confirm. But he has on here becoming eligible this year technically is the Blue Man Group.
Okay.
All right.
They must have put out an album in 1999.
Two songs.
Like, yeah, pipes.
Very, very funny. But good game. Kristen ran away with it with 14. And then it was very nice at the end. You boys tied with 8 apiece.
That's very nice.
No, right. No slouching. I thought everybody came to play.
I really...
I feel like we all have
a little meat left on the bone on some of these. You know, like I have some regrets if I'm being honest.
Sam, sure. I yelled J-Lo. For Ja Rule.
For sure.
Oh, that's nowhere near as bad as yelling at the drive-in for Buck Cherry. That's a real bummer.
Yeah, that's insulting to both of them, honestly.
Like, imagine getting the Buck Cherry point and not even wanting
it. Oh, my God.
God damn. Well, thanks, guys, for joining us. This is always fun. Would you guys like to plug anything, perhaps the podcast? I know we're going
into... Football season's ending.
We're going to the playoffs, though. Do you guys still
do? Hey, this is when it gets exciting.
Yeah.
Football friends who are gambling, we're on Twitter at Footpauls, because what if our names were Paul? Mm-hmm. But it's not.
Makes you think. It really does make you think.
Joe wanted to call the whole show that.
Which, no, I didn't. I wanted to call it Uncut Gems 2, This Is How We Do It. Yeah. And Howie spelled like Howie from
Howie Mandel.
And we picked something simultaneously clunkier and better.
But that's the charm.
Yeah, thank you. Finally, someone says
football
it.
Football friends who are gambling.
Listen, football friends who are gambling. Usually we do a big Super Bowl live show, but we haven't even talked about it, so it's probably not happening. I'm deleting my Twitter slowly, and I'm about to leave it forever, so don't look me up on Twitter.
Don't look at him. Nobody look.
Don't look at me.
That's how the song Beautiful starts.
And support the NFL.
Right. Don't look at me.
Just support football in general.
Football and rock and roll. Those are the two things I want to be publicly aligned
with.
To
be an American.
This is, you know.
Well, and for us,
we're kind of back. We'll see. I don't know what Joe has in store.
Next up. The draft.
Oh, damn.
Next up, the draft. Speaking
more
of
football.
Oh, man, I got to start thinking.
Yeah, and so that'll be happening next.
For me on the corn episode.
until then, though, thank you to Mike Lloyd for the logo, Yusu Kim for the music. Thank you to Pantheon Podcast for hosting us.
Thank you to Future Rock Legends.
Yes, for this episode and the last one, providing invaluable information. And that's about it. I'm Joe Quazala.
I'm Kristen Studdard.
And who cares
about the Rock Hall?
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.